Cool weather will continue in most of the Midwest as we go forward through the weekend. Yesterday was certainly no slouch as far as cold weather is concerned. The temperatures yesterday afternoon were only in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. We're going to continue to see cool weather across the region for at least another 3 days. The temperatures this morning bottomed out in the single digits in a handful of locations in the lower Midwest, but most of the temperatures were still running in the teens. The difference was in the northern parts of the region from Iowa into Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas, where temperatures were in the negative and positive single digits. There were some locations in parts of northern Minnesota that were in the negative teens. But that's not as cold as it's going to get. Some of those temperatures in the upper Midwest will fall into some negative 20 degree readings as we get out into the weekend. Well, the forecast for the lower Midwest is certainly not that cold, but we will certainly endure another couple of days of cold weather. A surface high pressure center responsible for this first round of cold will be right over the heart of the region today, so precipitation will be kept to a minimum except downwind from the Great Lakes region, where we'll see some lake effect snows. There will be a new area of snow developing in the Dakotas and parts of northwestern Iowa as we go through the afternoon today as the high pressure system abates from the region. There is another surge of cold air, though, coming southward from Canada, and this little area of snow is separating these two cold air masses. And as the snow comes into the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, we'll look for light accumulations, mostly a dusting upwards to an inch or two at the most. This event will shift through the rest of Iowa into parts of Illinois and Indiana as we get into the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The precipitation will finally exit out of eastern portions of the Midwest tomorrow afternoon as that cold high pressure center settles into the western Corn Belt. That cold high pressure center will be the reason for temperatures to fall into the negative teens and 20s in those northwesternmost parts of the region. But temperatures in the lower Midwest will not be quite so cold, but certainly cold enough that we'll continue to be a little bit concerned about soft wheat conditions until this last surge of cold passes through the region. We'll look for the lowest temperatures over the weekend to drop down at the positive negative single digits across parts of Missouri and Illinois, and we'll expect to see temperatures way below zero further to the north from there. The soft wheat areas in Missouri and Illinois may not have a good amount of snow on the ground, so there may be a little bit of concern for the winter kill in that region. We'll continue to monitor it rather closely. In the meantime, the rest of the lower Midwest will see positive single digits and a few lower teens during the coldest morning, which will be Saturday. On Sunday, we'll see the temperatures beginning to rebound somewhat, but we'll still be seeing single digits and teens across many areas. The sub-zero readings will become fewer in number and mostly confined to the upper parts of the Midwest. The afternoon temperatures for the next few days will certainly not be all that impressive. We'll look for highs today to run mostly in the teens and 20s across the Midwest, very similar to that of yesterday, although some of the southern fringes of the region will get just a little bit warmer. We'll look for the high temperatures on Friday afternoon to run in the single digits and teens in the northwestern Corn Belt and 20s and 30s in most other areas, and then we'll be back in the teens and 20s as we go into the afternoon on Saturday, and probably just a tad bit warmer on Sunday. Precipitation in the region outside of this little snow event that comes up ahead of the coldest air will not be very significant until we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week, and then as warmer air returns to the western portions of the Midwest, we'll see a new snow event evolve, and the precipitation is expected to be light to moderate. We could see some 1 to 3 inch accumulations, maybe something even greater than that. We'll keep a close eye on it. It will probably get rather windy in the western parts of the Midwest as well when we transition back into the warmer air. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.